Hello everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Getting Spooky with Knox. I'm your host, Knox, and today we're back with a new Urban Legends episode, and this time I'm taking you to Japan, and I'm sorry that I missed last week with the holidays and everything. Life was just too hectic, and I didn't have a chance to finish this episode, so I am sorry about that, but I'm here now, and I hope that you all had a good New Year and that you're doing well. But let's dive in to the Japanese urban legends, shall we? Number one, the Slit Mouth Woman. The Slit Mouth Woman was said to be the wife of a samurai. When her husband learned that she had been unfaithful, he slit her mouth open. And the urban legend goes that on days when it's foggy or it's after dark, or like when the sun goes down, you'll see a woman wearing a mask to cover the lower half of her face, and she'll ask you if you think that she's pretty. If you say yes, then she will remove the mask and slit your mouth just as hers is, with a pair of scissors. If you say no, then she will cut you in half with a scythe. Neither option sounds pleasant, but apparently there is a loophole to this. If you tell her that she looks average, then she will be confused and leave you alone because she doesn't know how to respond to this. Number two, the Curse of the Colonel. This is around a baseball team known as the Hanshin Tigers. I hope I said that right. And the curse is believed to be placed upon them by Colonel Sanders. Yes, the man who founded KFC. In 1985, the Tigers were in the Japanese Championship Series, and they had just won. While celebrating the game, they threw a statue of Colonel Sanders into the Dotonbori River. After this incident, the team failed to win the championship again, and many believed it was because of this incident, and they believed that they would not win again until the statue was recovered. On March 10th, 2009, they recovered part of the statue. However, the left hand and his glasses are still missing. Number three, the Lawless Inunaki Village. No one has lived in this village in quite some time, but as you approach, there are signs warning you that the laws of Japan do not apply here. The only way into the town is through a tunnel, which at one point collapsed and killed hundreds of workers when they were building it. The village was abandoned after that, though for reasons that are not clear. Some say it was due to a plague, others say it was due to its remote location, but one story says that most of the people from the village were killed by a man who went insane, and he killed them with an axe. And no one has lived here since World War II, and some say that electronic devices don't work here. So basically, you possibly had someone murder the entire village, or most of the village. You've had a tunnel collapse, killing hundreds of workers, and, you know, I've always said that when places of great tragedy, where those tragedies happen, you know, you have ghosts and things. So, one, if the axe murder isn't true, because no one's exactly sure why people left. But if there was an axe murder, I can just imagine that there are a bunch of souls left in that village. But also because the tunnel collapsed on the workers, there is probably some spirits left behind with unresolved issues, or they just don't realize that they're dead because they died tragically and all of that. So I can imagine that there's probably a bit of a haunting going on. Maybe that's why people left. I can only speculate because I've never been there. I don't know. Only the people that left know why they left, and they have not come forward as to why. So we may never know why this village was just suddenly abandoned and no one lives here anymore. Number four, Oni. This is actually Japanese folklore and not an urban legend, but it is something I wanted to talk about. The Oni have actually been seen on Teen Wolf before during its season 3 run, and let me tell you a little bit about the Oni. They are often described as a demon, or troll. They may have one or more horns growing out of their heads. Now, on Teen Wolf, they didn't have horns. They didn't have horns. They wore, like, a mask. They had these things that looked like tusks on the masks, but, like, when the mask came off on Teen Wolf, there was nothing there. It was just darkness. So they definitely took liberties with the folklore and what the Oni are often described as. On Teen Wolf, they didn't have horns. They just had a mask and they were darkness and they were looking for evil. So they do not like to be seen and can often be seen peering out from behind something. Although entomology has said that the meaning of Oni isn't necessarily an evil spirit. It could just be a deceased person. According to some beliefs, only a wicked soul can turn into an Oni. There is also a tradition that if you throw beans at them, it can drive an Oni out. This practice is in February during the Setsubun. This festival happens the day before spring officially begins. During this tradition, people would throw roasted soybeans out of their homes or indoors, and they would shout, "Oni, go out. Blessings come in." And that's a little bit more about the Oni. And I wanted to talk about them because, you know, when I was doing the Japanese urban legends and I was looking up different things, I remembered that on Teen Wolf, you know, they had brought in the Oni and they talked about the Kitsune, which are the nine-tailed foxes, which I talked about their Korean counterpart in an episode before. I think it was in this season I did Korean urban legends again, and I talked about the Kitsune. What are they called in Korea? Dang, I can't remember, but I know I'm trying to remember because there's a show that I'm watching currently with my mom called Tale of the Nine-Tailed. It's a Korean drama starring Lee Dong-wook. I hope I said his name right. My friend loves Lee Dong-wook. And it's a pretty good show. I would highly recommend it, especially if you were kind of like interested in the Korean version of what a kitsune is. It's definitely a very interesting show, and it incorporates elements of history and things like that. So it's definitely a good watch. I would highly recommend it. This is not sponsored. I'm not sponsoring this show, so I just really enjoy it. But I didn't add the Kitsune this time just because I talked about their Korean counterparts. So I thought I'd wait a while before I brought up the Japanese version. And that's all I have for you today on Japanese urban legends. I was really freaked out looking up the urban legends. That's why it's so short, because I freaked myself out, because out of all the places I visited for urban legends, Japan was no joke. They have some really creepy urban legends that chilled me to the bone. And honestly, I was a little afraid that if I started talking about them, that they would happen to me. So I was like, I can't, this was a bad idea. But I did have fun researching it because, you know, most of the time when I do urban legends, there are some that kind of freak me out. But then there are just some that I'm like, okay, this is actually kind of interesting. This is really cool. This one, however, is the first time I've actually been like viscerally afraid when creating a script. And that's kind of why I ended on the Oni, because they weren't as scary as some of the urban legends that I had seen, and I knew a little bit about them already, and I kind of wanted to talk about them anyway, even though they're not really an urban legend, they're folklore. So that's why I did that, that's why I ended on that, and that's why it's so short. But maybe one day I'll come back and revisit Japan, but it's not going to be for a while, y'all, because I can't. I literally cannot. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to request an urban legends, paranormal event, conspiracy theories, secret societies, true crime, or mythological monsters episode, then you can email me at getspookywithme@gmail.com. Hit me up on Facebook at Knox Productions, on my Twitter at Spooky Knox, or through my website, which is linked in both my Twitter and Facebook profiles. My Entertainment Insights podcast, Knox's Entertainment Insights, is going to be up soon. I keep saying that, and I'm sorry. I've gotten some more episodes recorded, and I think I'm getting to a place now where I'm ready to start posting. I'll probably start posting those on Tuesdays, so that's a tentative day when I'll be posting, because I don't want to upload them on Friday when I do this podcast. So Tuesdays are probably going to be when I'm uploading the entertainment podcast episodes. So be on the lookout for that. I'll make an announcement here, I promise. It'll be soon. I keep saying that. I know. I'm sorry, but it will. This time, I am not lying. So I hope you stick around and check that out and you enjoy it as much as I've been enjoying doing it myself and with my parents and everything. So yeah. But next week, we'll be back with a new true crime episode on the BTK killer. And I hope you have a great week, a happy new year, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.